Okay, then let's get started for our 20-minute session here. My name is Stefan Hafner from Campana and Chat, and I want to show you a little bit about our latest version of ERP integration CS Connect 4. I think it's the very first time that we show it in public. As said before, I don't think I really need to introduce Campana and Chat anymore. That was done by Sajen in the keynote anyway. So who of you in the room knows what sort of ERP integration is about? Why doing it makes sense? What the benefits are of those kinds of integration? Okay, so I'll go into that a little bit. Typically what we see with customers is that Project, SharePoint, and an ERP system are already in place, and that there's sort of shared data between both of those platforms, and that you need for reporting, decision-making data from both of those platforms. And the challenge, obviously, is that you don't want to really maintain redundant data twice in different sources. You need transfers and data integration to be reliable, and if you're doing that in a more manual way, then that's something which either takes a lot of work or can be error prone from time to time. And sometimes we even see that there's a need for data from both systems, but not every user has access to all of those systems. So if we do an integration between the ERP system and the PPM platform, that allows us to increase more of the transparency based on more up-to-date, more consistent data, so that hopefully it leads to more accurate decisions. It allows you to maintain really the data in just one single source, and all the changes and all the relevant information gets transferred automatically, erasing all those manual transforms, which means savings in time and obviously costs for manual efforts. And because the data transfers are fully automated, ensuring the right data quality, it's also a higher security in the transactions because there's not the manual interaction that causes some of the problem we see with manual transfer of the data. That's sort of the reasons why we very often are called in to do an integration between ERP system and the PPM platform. But I don't want to really go into lots of theory, because in 20 minutes it's not a lot of time. I thought rather it's more interesting for you all to get a little bit of a demo. So I would like to show one example of how an integration can look like, in this way from the user perspective, how it's done, and the scenarios that I want to create in the PPM platform and project server a new project. And I would like to transfer that to my ERP system in a defined structure, and the ERP system we're using here today is our internal SAP demo system, because that's what we find still is the worldwide most used ERP system. So let me switch to my demo machine here. So we're in the Project Web App. This is a demo hosted on-premise, but it works all the same way if you're using a demo online, your system online. So let me go in and let's just create a new project. I'll select the template to make it easier for me. Give it a name, and then if I want to integrate that project with my SAP system, what our focus is we try actually from the end user perspective, we try to keep the interface away from end users. Even though we like our interface very much, it's something that's a very technical operation in the background, so we want to rather give the user, the project manager, the well-known interface of Project Web App and Project Professional clients, and here you can set the relevant information to transfer a project. In here, for example, I just need to go say, yes, I want to transfer this project, and then I'm all set for the project level. And once the project's been created, I can go in and define what information do I want to transfer to my SAP system. So let's go to the schedule section. And I see my predefined structure from the template. And then here we have defined a column named SAP element type. So in here I can go in and from my pick list choose which elements do I want to transfer to SAP. So in that case, the project manager really has full control over what he or she wants to transfer to the ERP system. And that's very flexible. I'll just pick a few elements out of here, and we can support different kinds of elements based on the ERP system. For example, SAP distinguishes between WBS elements and activities. In this case, I'm just going for my WBS elements. And then if I want to transfer the data, sort of the last step I need to do, simply go in and publish my project. And then let me check it in, because if it's checked out, obviously the interface can't access the project. And now I'm, as a user, all done with transferring that. The system will pick it up in the background automatically. It notifies that I did a publish. It should see the flag is set for that project, and then it would start transferring. So if I just jump back to my slide here, what's happening now is that the system knows I set those flags, picks up the project, pushes it into my SAP system, creates a new project, creates the elements that I selected, so it should only take the subset of what I selected, and then as a final step in that workflow, push it back to project server with all the relevant IDs that I get, so that I hope when I go back into my project plan that those IDs that I can see here on the screenshots, obviously not exactly the same ones, that they will show up in my demo again. So let's switch back here. And I can see already on the screen here in my project center that CS Connect created a new project in SAP for me. Why do I see that? Because I can see that I now have the SAP project code, which is in our SAP system always V dash and then a 4-digit number. And if I jump into my project, I can see those IDs per element showing up. And let's just go into my counterpart on the SAP side. Really nice looking, but from my point of view, sometimes less easy to use part. And I can see here, I got my elements that I selected. We automatically created a so-called network. So if I would transfer activities, they would be aligned to that network. And it transfers, if I go to an element here, it transfers all my date information now. And in that way, now I could go on and continue planning, updating it. If I update the element, because I put in the link, because the IDs are here, so the two systems know each other now, it would update all the dates and everything without trying to recreate those elements. And then I'm not going to, based on the time, I'm not going to demo those things today, but now you could go on, you could start planning work with resources inside of your project plan based on the work, transfer that to SAP, and SAP would, for example, automatically calculate how much does it cost you, because it knows for a resource how much, what's the hourly rate in dollars, for example. Send also actual hours to that. That's all kinds of different workflows and use cases that we can provide that really depend on what you as a customer, what you need to be in place to support your own processes. And I think the key thing here, from also as a design paradigm that we always have when we talk about integration and extending our products, for the end user, we try to take the interface away. I think you saw that I was just using project standard functionalities and still triggered all the transfer. Everything was done by CS Connect in the background here. If there's any questions, by the way, interrupt me any time. I'll try to answer it. Yeah, so the question is, if I'm recording my actuals in SAP, can I bring them back to Project Server? Definitely. We can do it both ways. If you do it in Project, we can send it to SAP, to CATS. And if it's in CATS, we can send it back to Project. The only key thing is we need to agree with each other on what level. Where is it captured? Because if you capture it on this WBS level, we need to push it back to that level. But that's really the challenge is more aligning the process properly. The technical things are all in place. So second part, drilling down a little bit more into the technical parts, what happened in the background, and how can we go in and configure such an interface? Because what we often hear is that people assume that creating interfaces, that's a very complex thing that takes days, months, weeks of work, which is something that we believe, especially with our new version 4, that this is going to be much easier for us to implement that together with you. So let me jump back into my demo here. First thing to show here, I want to monitor my system. So I went into, this is the logging dialog that we provide with CS Connect. And I would like to see all the logging events, the messages that happened here. So that would be, for example, the information from the interface that just ran. I can filter for different kinds of information, especially I think in real day-to-day operations, filtering for warnings, for errors, which in a good demo obviously don't show up. And this way, it really goes through the whole transaction here in the logging, from starting from publish event was noticed, which project is it, reading all the data, transforming it, because you need to transform even simple things like a date format. SAP has different date formats than Microsoft does, up to loading it into the system, writing back my IDs, and so on. So here, let's say a power user, an admin, can go in and can really dive deeply into everything that happens. And if you even want to, you can load and see what data was really transferred. I think if you see a screen like that, you understand why we try to keep those things away from the end user. Now I'm here in the admin role. I know what happens there, but if I give that kind of information to an end user, probably they would not like it very much, and especially messages that are coming out of an ERP system like SAP tend to be very technical, confusing. It's all about IDs and things that are mapped. It's not something the project manager wants to see. So that's the sort of logging part, managing it on a day-to-day basis. And the second part, what I would like to show here, how can I manage really my interfaces, sort of the definition of what is happening between two or more systems. That's what we call workflows here. And let me go into my workflow, I think it's 06. No, O2, sending project and WBS data from EPM to SAP. Just go into the edit here, and it will open up our fully web-based editing mode. It shows me a graphical display, sort of how does that workflow look. In this case, it's really three steps. I do an extraction of data, I create the new project in SAP, and then I write back my IDs to project. That's sort of in the past, that was the standard that we supported. With this new version, we can make it much more, say, complex. And if you have multiple steps that have to happen, or if I read from multiple systems, I can create and configure all those workflows. And obviously, when we sat down internally and said, what do we need to do in the next version to make it better? This is something that stays with you. So our assumption is we would train a power user and administrator. How does that work? So when a deployment is done, you could go in there by yourselves, properly trained then, and change and update all the information. For example, change what kind of information do I read? What is the source? What's the next step? Or you could even go in and create new interfaces based on the modules that are implemented inside of CS Connect. And that's something where we think the time to implement an interface is really greatly improved and should reduce the complexity of such a project by a lot. So those were the two things in those 20 minutes that I wanted to go show you a little bit. But I think we have a little more time left for some more questions, if you have them. Or we can do it afterwards, or you can come down to the booth and we can go into a little more detail or show some more use cases. Yes, sir. If a task is deleted, typically we provide you with either in the web an extension or in the project client the functionality that you can't delete such a task. Because deleting elements in SAP or an ERP system is something that you can do it technically, but in 8 years of doing those projects, I've never seen it happen. So we block it. As soon as that ID is there, I wouldn't be able to delete the task anymore. In my demo system here, it's open because I'm an admin. I can do everything. But a normal user, if I try to delete that one, it would just show me a warning or it just wouldn't do it. Because then if I do that, I lose all the integrity and it's broken. Yes. Yes. That's read-only, so we protect the task against deleting, we protect the relevant fields against changing them. Because again, if I type in an O3 here, I break my link again. And then I'm done with my integration. An administrator, we always provide those rights for admins or power users. They could go in and they could sort of unlock those fields, and then you can manually change it if someone managed to go around those controls, because users can be very creative and you can't protect everything. No, SAP is the, let's say, most common systems that enterprise customers are using, but we've worked with Oracle-based systems in the past, with Dynamics. We've also worked a lot with let's say, homemade proprietary systems by being able to either access the databases or use web services provided there. So it's very flexible, and we can use the same mechanism. So the only difference would be here, I don't have an SAP adapter, but maybe if I'm talking to a database or to web service, I have a database adapter or a web service adapter. But all the rest works just the same. More questions here. That's great to hear. I think the base and the background behind that is because we separate interfaces always into, we call that sort of the ETL logic, extraction, transformation, loading. So the case you mentioned, John, is we have all the functionality there to update the resource pool, and we can just use a database loader, for example, to extract data from the database and then push it into the system. And I think sometimes from case to case, we even went as far to also write back security settings into the systems or to circumvent sometimes the issues that come up in the system to make them go away. But obviously, the core of it is in the idea behind it, integrating two core systems, the project management world and the ERP world. And that way also sort of as a design paradigm for us, thinking about keeping people in the system where they are most used to. So the project manager stays in the world that I'm using here, project. Maybe the controlling side stays more on that side because they're used day to day to use SAP. More questions? If we inactivate a task, I would assume that we'd also protect against doing that because it's an event that gets thrown each time, like deleting. There's an event and we can catch the event and just block you from doing that. But to be honest, I don't think we ever had the case, or I haven't ever tested and demoed it. Yeah, it showed up in 2010. Yeah, we have. So I think the question is, how do we manage if you want to bring basically material costs? So I think it's purchase order data from the procurement manufacturing side. I think in SAP it's the MM modules. We did that for a customer. I think it was the French NASA, who. Has huge projects, but they don't build anything. They just buy the satellites and the rockets, and they get money from the French government to do those things. And that's so for them, those things is key. What we do there in that scenario is each purchase order is a milestone for them, and it has some custom fields associated that show what's the purchase order number, what's the cost, what's the delivery date. If there's multiple lines, it can be multiple elements in project. That's one way that works for them. So technically, it's easy to get at the data, but it's more a process question. How do I show it in Project Server? Because you're right, it's not built for that very in-depth financial reporting. The other approach that we did was taking that data and simply pushing it into a database. And then you can use Excel services and just build a report based on your task data out of project and our database showing the SAP data, put it together, and you're more flexible than pushing it into a plan. But that's really what's the need there, what's your requirement or your end users, what do they want to see? More questions? I think because we're running out of time anyway, so thanks a lot for being here. And if you want to know more about that subject, ERP integration, come on down to our booth. I'll be here for the next 2 days, and we can go in depth. We can go into other use cases that obviously I couldn't show here right away. Or if you want, you can also come to some of our other sessions, like Hilti case, where you show implementation on project online. Otherwise, thanks for being here, and enjoy the rest of your time in Anaheim.